Beef prices have been on the increase, and one reason why, according to Trevor Amon, manager of marketing for the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, is supplies are cyclically tight right now.
Tough winter weather greatly impacted performance in feedlots. Average carcass weights were as much as 26 pounds per head lighter than last year and are currently running about 18 pounds lighter. Each weekly change in carcass weight equates to 1,000 fewer cattle per week coming to market.
He said the beef trade also has a significant impact on supply, and while beef exports are up 20%, the weak dollar has negatively impacted our ability to attract as much import business as we have in years past, thus making us more reliable on what's produced in this country. But Amon said beef is not alone, as wholesale prices are up for all meats.
Pork is reaching record highs at 30%. Turkey prices at wholesale are up over 20%. Beef prices are up 15%, and chicken is up around 10% over year-ago levels.
And while margins for beef producers have improved, they're still not where it needs to be to see widespread profitability across the industry. But while many Americans are still hurting economically, Amon explains what the beef industry is doing to help consumers deal with the price increases.
Value is definitely a driving force behind innovative programs that bring new beef cuts to market and provide consumers with great savings when shopping the meat case. In fact, during the height of the recession, we worked side by side with retailers to create significant savings through increased beef promotion, and the opportunities for savings continue. It is anticipated that nearly 300 million consumer packaged goods and more than 100 million beef-specific money-saving coupons will be distributed through the various beef promotions throughout 2010.
For more information on efforts being funded with your beef checkoff dollars, log on to mybeefcheckoff.com. Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.